At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off select styles, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Should Joe be guaranteed anything past week one? 216-474-0092. Because the statement it said, the Brown statement it said, he's the starter for week one. And as everybody is, because you got a four quarterback race here to be the starter of the quarterback, or to be the starting quarterback of the Browns this year, even though it was really between Joe Flacco and Kenny Pickett, and Kenny bowed out because of injury there, that the Browns could have something up their sleeve that says that maybe they would like to put Kenny Pickett in there as soon as possible. They wanted Kenny Pickett. Now, there's been plenty of people, the Breers of the world, et cetera, who have said that the Browns wanted Kenny Pickett to win that job. Okay? Now, Breer had also had said, like, hey, you know, this is going to be a done deal here. It's going to be Joe Flacco. But I think a lot of people have said that the Browns wanted Kenny Pickett to go out and take the job, seize it. And he really didn't get a chance to. Now, I really didn't. I go with what I know, and I know that Joe Flacco, I feel, is a better quarterback, but we'll find out. Maybe Kenny Pickett is a diamond in the rough. But we might find that out sooner than later. I think it would be ridiculous to have that in the back of your mind right now. Now, you have to be prepared for anything, but it would be ridiculous for them to do that, because then you're just doing some dog and pony show for veterans and old guys like me, or whatever you want to say, that want to be too conservative about the offense. Because the other guys you're putting out there, I'm sorry, I know I asked you this question. I'm just going to get my thoughts off my chest right now about this. Because the other guys you put out there, A, you either have a guy who isn't also ran for a lot of people, who really, other than his family members on the internet that like to cuss out radio show hosts, there's really no excitement for him at all. The only arguments we can make is Sam Darnold, who I think is not out of the woods by any means. Geno Smith, who is a respectable quarterback, but nothing that anybody takes seriously or puts in the top 5, top 10, top 15. So then you have a guy like Kenny Pickett. Why do I bother with that? So then I would probably be putting Dylan Gabriel and or Shedeur Sanders in too quickly. You have to be hoping anything can happen week one. If he goes out there and he has a Dan Marino final game against the Jaguars where he throws 5 interceptions and they just go get smashed, like, yeah, fine. You know what? It's on the table. But I don't think we're going to have that conversation. And if he were to go out and they were to lose a game, you know, 21-17 or something like that, and he's a veteran quarterback, yeah, I'm playing in week two. and I'm probably playing in week three, and I'm probably playing in week four, but we don't know how it goes, and then we'll see where it goes. I'm like, the leash is not long, but you can't just say, well, week one, and that's it. Like, come on.
So is there?
Let's not be silly.
The only way I could see that being the case, and I floated this out there yesterday, and people were apoplectic on the notion that this could be true, that Kenny Pickett, that there are still some people in the organization that think Kenny Pickett is their...
I almost tweeted back at you, and I decided not to because I don't want to give away what we can sell. I'm like, there's got to be 150 people in the building. Yeah, mm-hmm. You're bound to find somebody who like Kenny Pickett at some point.
So my contention was there are people in that building that think Kenny Pickett is the best quarterback they have in that building. And you'd say, well, what evidence could you possibly have? Well, for one, why did they take so long, even though Kenny Pickett couldn't play, why did they take so long to name a quarterback? No, it's not like Joe Flacco gives you some strategic advantage. If anything, it makes it easier to prepare because they don't have that added twist of a quarterback being able to run the football. Like Kenny Pickett does bring a little bit of that to the table. So if anything, that would be the only reason they would try to keep Cincinnati guessing. Second of all is, again, who was the guy that was here first in this quarterback room?
It was Kenny.
It was Kenny.
Kenny was the first one to fill it out.
You know, it's funny. I said a few days ago on social media that they had traded. Well, I said it on the show that, you know, they traded an asset for him. And someone goes, why do you keep saying they traded an asset? It was DTR. I go, I forgot they traded DTR for it. I was talking about the draft pick. Sorry, DTR. I feel bad saying that.
You might be able to get DTR back here.
Make it seven quarterbacks.
Yeah, if you want to go ahead and do that, go right on ahead.
But, okay, you made an astute point.
Thank you.
Well, there's 150 people. Well, in analytics alone, I think there's 100 people in that room.
Okay, then there's 250 people.
There's 1,000 people in that room. However, we polled 1,000 people in the room.
Survey says.
But the reality is, I still think there's a chance that the guy in that room, Andrew Berry, is there a chance Andrew Berry, who went and got Kenny Pickett first, who traded not only a pick and a player to get him, he was the first guy in the room. Is there a chance that Andrew Berry thinks Kenny Pickett's the best quarterback on that roster? And if so,
yes.
What does that mean for Joe Flacco?
That the leash is probably
and the
short.
Leash.
The leash is probably short. While I want to fight you on it, they went out and they got Kenny Pickett first. You're not wrong. I can't be apoplectic. I don't like to hear it, but it doesn't mean it ain't true.
I don't like to hear it either.
They like Kenny Pickett.
I said it.
They traded for Kenny Pickett. They traded the fifth round asset and Dorian Thompson Robinson with the guy. They clearly like the guy. Kevin clearly likes the guy. He acted as if he would be a starting quarterback to the point where I told you that night when they had taken in it doesn't seem.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Seems nice now, considering what he's been accused of, and we haven't got him signed yet. But Quinshon Judkins. Quinshon Judkins was telling us the night he got drafted, like he was just getting texts from Kenny Pickett. And we all
right,
looked at each other.
That?
Went, we all, like me and Nathan and Gerard, all looked at each other and went, oh boy. Like that's an interesting one, because by that time you have Joe Flacco there. And we're going, oh, Kenny's acting as if he's the starter.
Yes. Yes.
That's the way we were looking at it. And so that added another wrinkle to all this. And so, yeah, I don't doubt that whatsoever. So I have to be prepared to say, yeah, maybe after a couple of weeks, 3 weeks, it would have to show that Joe just simply does not have what it takes to be a starting quarterback anymore in this league. And maybe he will. But I just don't think it's right to say, well, he's a starter for week one. Like, I just don't think there should be a plan of succession right after week one. I don't even remember who they take on week two, to be honest with you.
Well,
I got to go look at it right now. They got Baltimore at Baltimore. Oh, that's right.
Well, that's
Baltimore's
the day,
doing their 30th
yeah.
anniversary celebration.
Was Flacco asked about it yesterday?
He did say he was looking forward to going back and playing against them week two, which who knows if he will be playing by week two.
Yeah,
he may be under the
so we
he's
don't
a competitor.
Think,
he's under the impression that he's going to be playing a long time.
So we don't think this is the old school college football depth chart. The Joe Flacco or Kenny Pickett situation. Like, it's Joe Flacco's here, and then we go down, and then there's Kenny Pickett. Like, they're not on the same line, are they?
Are you talking about us or Browns?
With the Browns. Or,
oh, no.
Or is this competition still going?
I don't know how to do it on the radio. It's like Joe, Step, Kenny, Step, Dylan, Step, Shador. It's probably how I think they're thinking. Or maybe even...
about to get the tweets.
Guys, I don't agree with this, with what I'm about to tell you. I don't agree. This is not my opinion. This is just how I think that they may be thinking, okay? Joe, Step, Kenny. Step. Dylan, Step, Shador.
Four?
Yeah, Shador.
Oh, I was waiting for you to say four.
No.
I was waiting for you to say four.
No. Well, the four. Yeah, fourth on a depth chart.
No,
that's
no,
where
no,
they
no,
have...
no, no, no,
no, no, no, no.
Very different four.
No. Oh, no, no,
I
no,
thought you were going to say
no,
four.
No, 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 no. That's a totally different one. Then you got to bring in the owners. You got to bring in everybody. You're going to have a lot of fans who are upset.
Young Gabe, did you chart the amount of no's
you
that Ken Carmen said?
You got to bring in the mowers.
That was at least 17.
You have to bring in the weed whackers. You have to bring in the Christmas decorations that people are going to be hanging up. You got to bring all that stuff in before you make that consideration, because that's the one where, you know what? You'll get people to come to the ballpark to go see Dylan Gabriel. Like, all right, let's go see. Seems like a nice enough guy. I know he kind of stuck his foot in his mouth on Saturday, but who cares?
Yeah.
We all say things. Don't matter. Let's go see Dylan Gabriel. And by the time that Dylan Gabriel is supposed to be playing, none of us will remember that anyway. So let's go see the fine young man. Shador, yeah, man, we'll be there with bells on, clearly. Even if you're a hater, you're curious. The other guy, no. We'll be cleaning up the yard.
It's 18.
Is there any golf left? Is there any golf left to play by that time?
Oh, come on. It's going to be...
Who knows the weather?
We're getting golf later and later in the season.
Okay, so
I don't want
golf,
them punching at a certain time.
But if it's cart path only, even if it's cart path only, I think they'll go ahead and do that before they go watch the other guy. So it's Joe, Step, Kenny, Step, Dylan, Step, Shador. Step.
No.
All the way down to Deshaun Watson. Yes. That's right. But I wish I could disagree with you on that. I don't. I want to. But then I go, well, if nobody in the building really liked Kenny Pickett, then what the hell is he doing here? And what are you trading for?
Why was he here to begin with?
So they clearly like him. And again, you go back to what had happened the night of the draft, the night of day two of the draft. But I think it would be a horrific message. And I know that technically one time you went and you traded a guy after week one and Derek Anderson took over and they had a great season.
That's an all-time story.
That is an all-time story.
2007, right?
That's one out of 26 seasons. You've had three other good seasons other than that. You had that season, which was fun. You've had 21 other bad ones. So I wouldn't say, like when we do our argument about the Guardians, where we say, like, guys, the Guardians aren't going to learn any lesson if they don't go to the playoffs this year. There's no lesson. There is no argument to be made other than maybe it could possibly happen, but that's about it with the crazy Derek Anderson season. So if you go into the season and it's Joe just starting week one, man, Kenny better be able to spin it. Kenny better be able to. And then I got to look at Kevin. I go, are you lying to yourself? Are you that desperate for your own job? Are you doing what's best for everybody there? Because if you are doing what's best for everybody, I find it hard to believe that you would just be willing to pull Joe Flacco after week one against the Cincinnati Bengals. It has to be a horrific performance. Like all-time Browns bad, this guy's got to go, maybe retire performance.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 40% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Donor-advised funds from DAF Giving 360. Your clients can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or appreciated assets like real estate. It's a simple, tax-smart way to give. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.